Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa. Today we're going small, saying goodbye to the old way of thinking that bigger was always better. We're talking a not-so-big house tour with best-selling author Sarah Suzanka. She's sharing her tips to smart remodeling, and we'll be revealing our top tool picks to help you work smart along the way. So take a break from your hectic Fix It Up Life and brace yourself, because today, quality is kicking quantity in the pants. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624. And welcome to My Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband, Mark.
And my Fix It Up wife, Teresa.
And it's been a Fix It Up week at our house.
Action-packed. Always is. Always action-packed.
Well, it's action-packed for so many different reasons. And one of the reasons is that we had some health issues at our house. Nothing serious or anything, but both kids had some,
One adjective could be called projectile.
Yes.
It's surprise.
Yes, they both had it in a quick succession over a couple of days. And then I hurt my neck.
Yeah, it's
and
awesome.
And my back, yeah. So we've been not really doing a lot of fix-it-up projects this week.
And it's following us in here, where I'm having to jump between microphones, so I don't even know.
Mark's a little disorientated, as we like to say.
I'm not disorientated.
No?
No, the microphone just didn't work.
It's kind of like when you play pin the tail on the donkey.
Pin the hat on the donkey?
Pin the tail on the donkey.
Pin the tail on the hat.
You're ridiculous. You're absolutely ridiculous. Well, I want to say, because our son, we don't speak in any kind of cartoon voice representing our two-year-old Jack.
Not at all. In fact, we speak in King's English.
And we haven't been speaking in cartoon Jack voice lately, that he's going to be starting a new preschool this coming week, and it's actually inside the middle school that our 9-year-old is going to go to in 2 years. So
the shtick around our house is that Jack 2 is now older than Lexi 9, and that he has jumped up over first through fifth grade.
All of the elementary school grades. He's just, going straight from preschool to middle school.
I'm older than you, Sassy.
Well, he's been doing really well, too. His vocabulary has been expanding quite a bit.
He's getting into one of those phases where it's exponential.
Well, and the cute thing he likes to do is say hi, Jack, to himself. Like, he looks at himself in the refrigerator or the stove or something. He says, hi, Jack, and then he gives himself a kiss. So he goes up and he kisses the appliances. It's very cute.
He does.
Well, and I'm excited, too, because we had a great trip to Chicago for the Craftsman Experience. And if you missed watching our live shows online on Facebook and on YouTube, you can check it out on YouTube. We built a wall. We built a workstation. We built a deck.
And then
we trimmed out another wall.
Took the deck down.
Yeah.
Re-altered everything and then made a trim site. And we did base, chair, casing, crown.
Exactly.
On that.
And a picture frame. Did you say that?
No, I didn't say picture frame. Yeah.
Yeah. Made out of dental molding. Where does dental molding come from, Mark?
It's a reflection of the exterior rafter tails. Is that what you said?
Yeah. Buildings are made out of wood. And then in the Roman times when they started making them out of stone, they wanted to mimic the look of wood. Can you believe that?
No.
I mean, people have been trying to make faux everything for thousands and thousands of years.
Yeah, the faux Roman Empire.
Yeah, they tried to make it look like it was timber frame, so they notched it out, which looked like dental molding.
And that was the beginning of the process for more refined dental molding?
Exactly, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's surprising to me.
And who's the first one who wrote about molding, Mark?
Here we go. No one knows. You're the only one who knows. And
well, anyone who went to architecture school or practices.
Five of you.
Five of us? There's lots of people who are. Vitruvius in 25 BC.
Right.
Yeah, 10 books of architecture.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is fascinating to me, and I'm kind of giving you the pocket protector speech because, you know, basically I don't want to lose
anybody.
Well,
I'm going to bring it back home to you, though, because one of his big followers was Palladio.
Right.
And you might know who he is.
Yeah, I partied at that place.
He wrote a book, 4 books of architecture.
Uh-huh.
And he was a neoclassical designer, and some of his buildings are modeled in our country. Like the White House is a model of one of his villas in Italy.
Okay.
And so is Monticello.
Jefferson, though, designed that originally, the story goes. But he obviously was influenced by Palladio.
He was influenced by drawings he saw of one of Palladio's villas in Italy. And he actually never saw it in person before he created Monticello. And it's not to the same scale as Palladio's villa, but it's actually based on it. It really literally is.
This is fascinating. Mm-hmm. And it really is. I'm not paying you short shrift at all. It does fascinate me. I hope it fascinates our guest,
Sarah Suzanka, who is an architect.
Today. A real architect,
yes.
And a highly accomplished architect, and in her bio it says this, and it's true, a cultural visionary.
She is a cultural visionary.
Yeah, she has taken basically the bigger is better theme of everything American and gotten millions and millions of people to reexamine that with her Not So Big series.
Yes, Not So Big House series,
It started with Not So Big House, it toggled into Not So Big Life. It got into Not So Big Remodeling, and there are all kinds of other things, and we're very excited to talk with her today. We have a great giveaway in December, the Rigid 10-inch heavy-duty table saw. It's all happening next on My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
And you're inside My Fix It Up Life.
Right at Fix It Up Fine time.
Yeah, we're Fix It Up Fine.
Yeah, I feel like this is a game show. All right, we're into the lightning round.
We're in the lightning Fix It Up Find round, and I'm really excited because my Fix It Up Finds come from Chicago. We went to Green Build in Chicago, which is an awesome event, and the first thing I found there was the Kohler Hybrid Energy Faucet.
Yeah. And
we were talking with our friend Ed Del Grande.
That's great.
Who is a spokesperson for Kohler, and we see him at a lot of the trade shows. You know, he does demonstrations, and he's been on TV. He's been on CNN and all kinds of different shows, too, sharing his plumbing expertise.
Yeah, and he is a good, conscientious plumber. If he lived here and were in the plumbing field, you know, still out there in his truck, he'd be our plumber without a doubt.
Well, you know, he actually had a van.
Whatever.
Anyway, so I wanted to share about the Kohler Hybrid Energy Faucet that has their InSight technology. It's the first touchless energy faucet to last 30 years without replacement. Think about it, 30 years. Pretty awesome, right?
Yes.
It's like your mortgage. It'll last as long as your mortgage. It has an internal capacitor which protects against high current draws and preserves the life of the hybrid energy cell, which is very awesome. And you can find that at us.kohler.com.
Okay, is that a flux capacitor at all?
Back to the Future? Seriously?
Can you travel in time?
Yes, you can totally travel in time whenever you use it.
I knew they'd figure it out sooner than later.
And then the other thing I wanted to share that I found in Chicago was not at Green Build, but we were staying in a green hotel. And I know this because there was a delegation from Green Build. They were going around touring different green hotels in the city, and ours was one of the stops along the way.
Yes, touted as a green hotel in all regards.
And the restaurant in the hotel is called Elate, and they have on the menu a tree teeny. Now, it says, ask about the Treetini. So, of course, I had to ask about the Treetini. And what it is that every time you order one and you drink a Treetini, the vodka company plants a tree.
Right.
It's very cool. And then they also use local or organic ingredients to make the different Treetinis. So each place you go to has a different tree teeny that they're offering. And they paint, they plant the trees quarterly, and they use GPS locators and everything. And you can go to treeteeny.com, and you can find out where you can go to a local spot and have a treeteeny.
I totally dig that.
So you can drink a martini and save the planet all, you know, just sitting there at the bar.
Trees are so phenomenally important for everything.
Yes.
Everything. Water, air, the whole green space.
Yes.
The whole thing.
And for cats to enjoy climbing up them. And kids.
And for firefighters to enjoy getting the cats out.
Yes, exactly.
Never seen that.
So, what are your fix-it-up finds, darling?
Well, I'm going the other side of the coin here, and you're, as you talk about the trade show, Green Build.
Other side of the coin?
Yeah. Mine is called the Annihilator.
Really?
Take it out, baby.
Okay.
Drop it down, which is redundant.
I'll take two treetinis while you do that.
I'll have 10 treetinis and grab this.
Okay.
Basically, this is, I've seen this around, and then my Fix-It-Up Life's customer service enforcer also has one of these.
Matthias.
Mm-hmm. And I ran into it again and thought I'm remiss in not having this as a Fix-It-Up find. It's the Dead-On Tools Annihilator Wrecking / Utility Bar.
Now the tools are called Dead-On Tools.
Right, and that's the website too. It's kind of – basically, it's a terrible website. I don't even know what's going on in there, but it's called deadontools.com, and they're high-grade pro tools with an attitude.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got – this Annihilator has a unique design, and it's used for piercing. It's used for gouging. It's used for ripping. It's used for smashing.
All of the gentle things in home improvement.
Just like Green Build. Everybody's walking around in suit coats and stuff, and I'm thinking about the Annihilator.
Well, they're the best-dressed trade show that you said you've been to in a very long time.
Best-dressed construction-oriented trade show, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stylish. Everybody's got a ponytail or some kind of cool thing. They're all like, yeah, man. What's up? I went to Harvard, and I'm just, you know, I only build one house a year.
And you're
green.
Looking for things you can annihilate.
Yeah, and I'm
with.
Looking for the
yeah,
Annihilator. Exactly. So representing, once again, the knuckle-dragging portion of my Fix-It-Up Life's fan base.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I can...
But we have time for one more Fix-It-Up find, dear. Do you have one you would like to share?
I do have one I would like to share, and this is more on the refined side of things, and it's a mega, super high-end kitchen from a company that... is a Pennsylvania-based company, the U.S. version of it. It's called Siematic.com, and that's Siematic.com. And what they have crafted is one of the most elegant IT interweavingnesses.
Wow, you're eloquent, darling.
Yeah, interweaving things.
You're a maestro of words.
Oh, symphony of nature.
So it's got some integrating of things going on?
Yeah, basically, it's a super awesome kitchen, super high-end.
See, those are words
cabinets.
I can understand, super awesome kitchen.
But what they've done is they've got touch screens in it and a workstation that tucks into a drawer. It's almost like if you've seen the Tom Cruise movie with the Minority Report, with the kind of screens that they have, and you haven't seen it. But for the rest of the planet, who has? It's not Mary
where
Poppins.
Where can you see this? Because you're having a little trouble describing it for all of us. It seems like a visual thing. Where can someone go to find out what this looks like, dear?
Siematic.com. Siematic.com.
Okay, that sounds good.
Yeah, so maybe we should...
Well, that's really good for it. Now, is this stuff available? Can you buy it now?
Oh, you can buy it, all right.
Do you have to have more than a couple of bucks on disposal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things. It's one of those early adopters. They're doing it first. They're doing it. Such a luscious job. Like, you can buy a radio or you can get a Bang & Olufsen. This is the Bang & Olufsen of kitchens. You don't know what a Bang & Olufsen is.
I do.
Okay. It's that.
Mm-hmm.
Staring at me blankly.
I'm not staring at you blankly.
Okay.
I'm staring at you lovingly, darling.
Well.
I'm making googly eyes at you.
If your wife loves you blankly, lovingly.
So when we remodel our kitchen the next time, we're going to use this?
It's just super, super
What would
cool.
you do if you had to touchscreen everything when you walked into our kitchen?
But it's not touchscreen everything. It's not like, you know, a slot machine. It's graceful and beautiful. I mean, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, my gosh.
So we're going to
have to take a break, Mark. And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix-It-Up Life.
Got a home improvement question? My Fix-It-Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll-free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixituplife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix-It-Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment. The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says, "Home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story." Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says, "A wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life." Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and made to withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance beauty of their home. Learn about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624.
Portions of My Fix-It-Up Life are brought to you by FixMyHog.com, the number one DVD source for do-it-yourself Harley-Davidson maintenance and performance. Know Thy Hog by visiting them online at FixMyHog.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
And you're back inside My Fix-It-Up Life. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Mark.
Hi. We've got another segment. This one's titled Segment.
It's titled Segment?
Titled Home Improvement Segment.
Well, we are talking home improvement because it's My Fix-It-Up Life. But, we talk about all kinds of things, and everything touches on home improvement, really.
It does, and everything touches on our Fix-It-Up Life, which increasingly is just a complete surprise.
What do you mean it's a complete surprise?
All the time. So we get a phone call. We get an email. We get, hey, could you drop everything?
Well, we do have a lot of extraordinary surprises in our life, and we're grateful for every single one of them. And I spend a lot of time trying to, you know, like most moms, you know what I'm talking about out there, that, you know, you try to have a schedule. You try to plan for everything because everyone has an activity. You know, someone needs to be picked up here. Someone needs to go there. We have to make, you know, go on a trip to go to Chicago or wherever else. So I try to plan and plan and plan and plan. And no matter how much I plan, there's always a big surprise that I have to then replan everything
Replan, and it touches all the aspects of our life.
Totally.
And we're not complaining. I guess I'm just trying to sort of paint a really vivid picture. It's always something.
And it is always something, but it's exciting, darling.
It is exciting, and this week's always something.
Well, one thing that happened this week is we got in from Chicago and then got an email at night, the night that we got in, said, ! An editor over at Men's Health Magazine wanted to know Mark's top tool picks were that would be a good gift, you know, good present for the man in your life. And she wanted to know them by 8:30 a.m. the next day, which is all right because, well, of course, Mark has like 15 different tools that you were able to talk about that are really awesome.
You know, truth be told, you rattled them off.
I did, but you know, Mark has them too. And so it works out, but it was kind of like a great opportunity to be able to share our opinion on what is a great gift for, you know, a tool gift.
Right.
But it was like an emergency kind of situation too, because it had to be done immediately.
Yep.
And we hadn't even unpacked yet. So
And we like Men's Health.
We do like Men's Health. So I wanted you to share a couple of your top tool picks that you shared with Men's Health.
So, yeah, and the other surprise was there was a lot of back and forth with this because it ended up being a longer list than this. So look at the March issue of Men's Health. But one of the ones that I shared was one we saw at the Craftsman Experience, which is a grain shovel.
Oh, it's too funny. We were at the Craftsman Experience, and they have – like different departments inside their interactive social networking studio, which is at, what, 233 West Hudson?
Huron Street
in downtown Chicago. And they have, like, the lawn and garden department. They have woodworking department. They had
automotive
department with car there, of course, inside the studio.
Then they also have an editing bay for video and a radio station.
Yes. And they do live radio shows there, and they produce, and, you know, there's cameras all in the ceiling. It's like a real TV
studio. It is
studio.
A real TV studio.
Yes. Yeah. But it's a social networking interactive studio.
Theater.
Too. So it's a little bit more than just a TV studio. And so we're there, and Mark goes over and grabs this shovel off the wall, which I already know what he's going to say is.
Well, we're talking about wall framing or something, and I couldn't wait anymore.
Yeah.
Like, by the way, total ham-handed segue, this is a great shovel for shoveling snow.
Yes, and every time Mark says that, people look surprised, but it truly is. And why is it the best shovel?
Well, because unlike...
Did you say what the shovel is, by the way?
What do they call it? A craftsman calls it a scoop. So if you go on craftsman.com or whatever, search scoop, and this one will come up. That's how I found it.
It's got a really deep...
I guess blade.
Blade, yeah.
It's basically, it's a wide, flat-nosed shovel that's got a handle on it. So it's a short-handled shovel, and you can... And we've had them for years.
Mm-hmm.
Use them to scoop up messes like plaster and lath and all kinds of other... chunkular debris that
chunkular
can fit
debris.
The shovel,
mm-hmm.
But you can also use it to scoop up leaves when the out of the pile, and we use them for shoveling snow, and they blow away any snow shovel I've ever used. Times 100.
And they don't break.
You can wear them out, yep. But it's tough to break them, too.
Yeah, exactly.
And I've broken plenty of snow.
So that
snow
is
shovel.
A good present for anybody who lives in an area that it snows,
or
a holiday
dirty.
Present.
Or is
or
leafy.
Is dirty or leafy?
Yeah, gotta clean
up. Hi, you're
mess.
Dirty. Here's a shovel.
I don't mean hygienically
like
filthy.
Like pig pen kind of thing.
No, if you're tearing down plaster walls or doing remodeling jobs, you'll use this shovel.
Oh, you will definitely use the shovel.
Yeah.
So, what else, Mark, is a top tool pick for a holiday present?
Well, another one would be a real Ripclaw hammer. Now. A Ripclaw is basically if you have two hammers side by side. One has a sharper curve and one has like a straighter curve.
Mm-hmm.
And the straighter curve is a Ripclaw hammer. But not all Ripclaw hammers are created equal because some of those Ripclaws just curve back enough that they kind of aren't really worth it. Because you can't use them to plunge behind a piece of trim or something like that.
Now, Mark, do they call it a Ripclaw hammer in the description of the hammer?
No idea.
No idea?
No.
So if someone's shopping for one and they don't know really what it is, how do they find it?
Well, the two that I've liked the best over my career of using hammers is the first one is made by Bostitch. And they basically the curve on that claw is called fetch. And if it curves too much, it's not doing all that much for you.
Not fetching.
And if it's too straight, it doesn't do too much for you either. It's got to curve just right. And Bostitch nailed it. Ha! Nailed it! See? I'm quick. I don't even intend these things.
Yeah.
And the other one is the one that we gave away on this show, the Stiletto Remodeler's Hammer.
Yes.
Which is somehow absent from their website still. So you have to call them if you want to get it. And an added benefit to the Stiletto is it's titanium.
Okay.
Now, it's $100, and the other one's like $30.
The Bostitch one is $30?
Bostitch is getting in that neighborhood.
Okay.
So, yeah, they both rock.
Any more tools that you want to share with everyone?
Well, yeah. If a lot of people ask, you know, I'm going to buy one tool. I want one drill. What's the one drill driver that I need to have? And I always tell people, an 18-volt, and lithium ion, if you can get it, cordless drill hammer drill. You can do just about all the driving and drilling you're going to need if you're someone who only owns one drill.
Okay. Is there a particular brand that you love the best?
All the majors make them.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly, on our end of things, we are, because we do so much, we operate at a professional level. If I'm even going to think about drilling in concrete or masonry, it's rotary hammer. Because once you go from hammer drill to rotary hammer, you're never going back. And all our screw driving is done with impact drivers.
That's so true.
But those are too expensive and specialized tools. So if you're doing this on the weekends, you're just doing one kitchen, one deck, this tool will serve you well, and all the majors make them. What I would say is, like I always say, buy the most tool you can afford or buy the tool for your next project.
Yes.
Which sort of leans you into the Bosch, DeWalt, Makita, Rigid, and let's see, I think those are Milwaukee, duh.
You're like talking to yourself over there. And the thing is that Mark spends a lot of time evaluating all of the tools that are out there, all the different brands, the different categories. And so I have the luxury of not having to spend too much time thinking about, is this tool doing the right job? He just hands me whatever tool I need for whatever job I'm doing. And he's already done all the evaluating. It's kind of like me with shopping for clothes and food and everything, too. Like, he doesn't have to think about what he's going to wear because I've already,
I've
already thought about it. So with tools, he does all of the shopping.
By the way, when we first met, my clothing attire was sort of akin to being yanked through a keyhole.
Oh, it was something.
Yeah. Nothing fit. Total disaster. And
well, Mark had actually bought some clothes in the grocery store. And,
they didn't work out that well.
They're not the handsomest clothes I'd ever imagined.
Yeah.
Yeah, my boyfriend is so dreamy, he buys his clothes in the grocery store.
Hey, I'll take 3 bags of brownies, 2 steaks, and that shirt.
Which I'm not to say that, if you need clothes that you know that you're going to ruin or that you're going to do work in or whatever.
That's why I bought those clothes.
Yeah.
I ruin all my clothes.
Not anymore. You've got a lot of handsome outfits now.
Well, yeah, I can only wear them once a year.
No.
The rest of the time, it's all work pants and T-shirts every day.
Well, Mark enjoys wearing his work pants more than any other pants, too.
It's because of the fix-it-up life. We talked about that before, I think.
Well, I think...
Invariably, I'm going to have to squeeze a tube of construction adhesive or go cut flowers down, and I'm not going to go out and do that in $100 pants.
Well, you don't own any $100 pants.
Or $50 pants. I'm not going to do it in anything that needs to be dry cleaned.
I bet your work pants cost more than your handsome pants.
Doubt it.
I don't know. I'm going to have to look that up.
And by the way, we only have a minute left, but I've been thinking about this, and I always think about it at the wrong time. Joseph A. Bank.
Yeah.
You know the store, the men's clothing store? They got nice stuff in there. They've been running sales. Keep in mind they have a national TV budget to run a sale where it's like, buy one, get 15 free. So if that's your sale, what are your margins on the products that you're selling just day to day? They're all over it. They keep going. So that makes me think we have to raise our margins.
Raise our margins? Our show is free. Our show is free on iTunes and right here on your radio station.
And
so,
live on myfixituplife.com.
I think we're going to have to take a break, dear.
Let's do it. We'll see you on the other side with more My Fix It Up Life. My Fix It Up Life is brought to you in part by Stanley Tools, supplier of carpentry hand tools, laser measuring tools, automotive tools, tool sets, and toolboxes for construction professionals, mechanics, and home improvement enthusiasts. For more than 165 years, the Stanley brand has been synonymous with quality, reliable products for the job site, workshop, and garage. For more information about Stanley products, visit stanleytools.com or call 1-800-STANLEY today.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide. Got a home improvement question? My Fix It Up Life's Mark and Teresa are ready to help. Call toll free 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com to ask your home improvement question. From decks to tiling, licensed contractors Mark and Teresa want to help make your next home improvement project easier. Call them at 888-710-5557 or email info@myfixitoflife.com for their helpful advice today. My Fix It Up Life with Mark and Teresa is what's best in home improvement entertainment.
My Fix It Up Life, and we are talking Not So Big House today.
Yeah, we're going to have a very small conversation. It's only going to last 12 seconds.
No, it's a very big question, the big topic that we're going to spend a lot of time on, darling.
Yes, that's true.
But you know, I wanted to share something from Greenbelt. You know, we went to Greenbelt recently in Chicago.
And you've mentioned Greenbelt several times. For people who might not know what it is, mm-hmm. It's a trade show that focuses on green building products, techniques, strategies, those kinds of things, and green builders go to it.
Yes, architects, yeah. Designers, manufacturers of, you know, building materials, all kinds of stuff. So it's a trade show where you can take classes and get certified for LEED credits and all kinds of things. And also, you can walk the show floor and check out all of the new innovative green products that are available that you can spec for your house or buildings that you're designing. And one of the things, we went there mostly to check out the products that were on the show floor.
Yeah.
And before we hit the floor, we had some lunch. And so after we ate lunch, I went to throw away the plastic, what I thought was a plastic container for my salad.
Right.
And there were a variety of different bins you could throw your trash into. And this guy came up behind me. I had no idea he was, like, anywhere near me. I think he had a question mark or ask me or something on his shirt.
So I punched him in the face, leveled him.
No, actually, this is the one time when actually...
Get off my wife.
...that Mark didn't do that. No, he was probably as startled as I was and came up behind me and said, oh, no, you don't put that in the plastic bin. You put that in the recycle bin because it was made out of cornstarch.
It's the compost bin.
Yeah, the compost bin.
Yeah.
Well,
so this plastic bowl...
Yes.
Plastic in quotes, waving
plastic,
the quotes.
It looks like plastic, and the flatware also looked like plastic, but it was all made of cornstarch. So I went and I was looking up, you know, what does McCormick Place in Chicago do? And they actually already had a recycling and composting program in place, which is one of the reasons why Greenbelt likes to go there. But they also provided, they also have a minimum of 25% local and organic menu items, and that they have 100% compostable and disposable china and linen available, too.
Sweet.
I think that's so awesome.
It should be the way of the world.
Well, and like we were talking about earlier about the hotel rooms, they made sure that they provided hotel rooms locally so that the participants of Greenbelt could go to an environmentally friendly place. So I just loved it so much.
Sweet. Yeah, that feels good, and I loved it.
Well, and that's one of the big things, you know, caring about the environment is one of the things for Not So Big House. Author Sarah Zuzenko is going to join us in just a minute on our show. She is the author of 9 different books and started in 1998 with The Not So Big House, which is a bestseller.
A huge
bestseller.
New York Times bestseller, not some figurative, arcane little category.
Well, and U.S. News and World Report called her an innovator in American culture in 1998, and she's been on Oprah and a whole bunch of different shows, and now she's joining us today on My Fix It Up Life.
Yes. She is joining us on My Fix It Up Life. I'm getting a vague hand signal that I'm supposed to say,
Sarah, are you there?
I am indeed.
Hi.
Great to be here.
We're so glad to talk to you today. How are you?
I'm very well.
And where are we talking to you from?
I'm actually now located in Raleigh, North Carolina, and many of my fans from my fan club know of my architectural practice that I had for many years in Minneapolis and St. Paul. I moved to the south and to warmth when the first book came out and gave me a reprieve from winter.
Oh, nice. Wow. That is so good.
Well, if you have a medical emergency while you're down there, our friend is an ER doc at one of the hospitals, and you can ask for him personally.
Right?
Yes.
Dr. Terry Fleming is our friend, so ask for him
fantastic.
If you ever end up in the ER, which I hope you never do.
But it's good to know.
Okay, very good. And he also gives a very good handshake. He has a whole lecture series on giving a good handshake.
Yeah, if you need to brush up on handshaking, he'd be great.
Exactly.
I'm sure he'd meet you for coffee.
I will keep that in mind.
Well, one thing that I'm dying to ask you, and I've been dying to ask you this ever since I saw the Not So Big House so many years ago, is did you grow up in a Not So Big House?
Well, you know, I actually grew up in England. So a lot of houses in England are what we might call not so big. But really, the way that the whole notion behind a not so big house came about was my moving from England to the United States when I was a teenager. And what I noticed was that in the U.S., people had the same rooms that we had in our houses in England. But at that time, in the 70s in England, people lived much more formally than they do in this country. So what I noticed was that where, for example, my family would use the formal living room and the formal dining room every day for our meals and for, you know, getting together after dinner, in this country, there were literally plastic covers on the seats in the dining room and the living room. And as far as I could tell, nobody ever lived in those rooms. And so it made me wonder, why do people spend money on these rooms that they don't use? And that was what really started me thinking about a better way to build an American house, a house that's specifically for this culture where we live so much more informally.
That is so true. Yeah, growing up here, we hardly ever used the living room or the dining room unless it was in a special occasion.
And even then, for a lot of people, the special occasions, it's the idea of having those spaces as a kind of safety valve, but they often don't get used. So,
oh, yeah. I have friends who actually have rooms where, like, where they grew up, where no one was allowed to ever go in them. They were for viewing only. And we have a friend, too, who his wife wouldn't let anyone touch the living room and the dining room, so they built the addition on their house so that he could have a place to actually be.
Yeah, he could be in physical contact with the other room.
With the furniture.
And wouldn't mess up the carpet.
Yeah.
And another crazy thing is that we furnished those formal rooms based on a model that might have worked 100 years ago, but the furniture just isn't comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't sit in it. We don't want to be in those rooms. So the real point behind the Not So Big House series is, first and foremost, if you're building a new house, then you don't need to build those rooms if you don't use them, because about 85% of the population is like you and doesn't use them. And if you have them already in your house and you're thinking of doing a remodeling, figure out another use for those rooms, or at the very least make them do double duty. You know, so for example, a dining room can also double as a library and homework table, for example.
Mm.
In our house, we have the former formal living room is my husband's office. So that kind of thing, where you rethink the rooms, and just because something is labeled formal living room doesn't mean you have to formally live there.
Oh, wow.
Nice. Yeah, like uses I'm considering, racquetball.
Oh, no.
Roller
yes,
hockey.
Of course. Everybody's got their favorite, right? We all know what we'd like to do with a little extra space.
Oh, yeah. I would love to have a little extra space in our house. We live in what is about a 1,500 square foot house.
You know, I was actually doing the math before the show. We've got, by the exterior dimensions, we mm-hmm. actually have a bigger house because we have a 28 by 32 footprint on mm-hmm. the on the exterior
right.
dimensions.
Yep.
But we've finished.
We finished the attic space.
We finished the attic space, and there's a little bump out on the back that
right.
adds, which gets us to like 2,800 square feet.
Really? It's that big?
Yeah, it surprised me too.
Mm-hmm.
But that's outside. Our
right.
walls are about a foot thick, so mm-hmm. we would have to actually measure each room.
Yeah, you know, it's really interesting, this whole question about how many square feet do you have, and you come to find out that architects and builders and real estate professionals all calculate square footage a little differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it's quite a trick to figure out how many square feet you actually have.
Whose criteria, I guess, reigns supreme?
I think it's probably the real estate world. And you, I know you're going to ask me how they calculated, and I'm afraid I'm not going to remember right now. But I'm sure if you Googled it, you would find out.
Right.
Usually the square footage of the wall space is included. But in a house like yours, I honestly don't know. If you've got foot-thick walls, that would be, you know, a fairly large number of square feet devoted simply to the thickness of the wall.
Right, right.
So you might be able to argue for a deduction, a reasonable deduction.
Now, one question, since you're so charming, we were already predisposed to like you.
And but now you've decided I'm really okay?
Yeah, now that you're actually okay? Yeah. You know, do you ever chuckle to yourself about the irony that the not-so-big house turned into a pretty big cultural movement?
Oh, I do all the time. In fact, sometimes, you know, when I'm signing books, I'll write, congratulations on your own not-so-big house. It's a really big deal. You know, because it is. It's a big deal. It's, people are really realizing, and especially right now in the current economy, realizing that what we want in a home has very little to do with the actual size. And when it's well designed, we feel so much more fulfilled in our lives. And so I'm just trying to take the focus off of how many square feet is it and get us to look at how well does it serve your lifestyle. And that's really the point. If we can put our dollars into the spaces we use every day and make them really wonderful, we're actually living larger than we often do in a much larger house that has rooms that we don't use.
Hmm. Does an official not-so-big house actually feel bigger than...
It does indeed. In fact, I've got lots of testimonials of people who've, you know, applied some of these principles to an existing house. They haven't added on at all. They've just remodeled and opened up some views from place to place, and then I'll often use what I call ceiling height variety. I'll actually lower a ceiling in some places so that the spaces adjacent feel taller. And that little trick of the eye allows the space to feel bigger than it actually is. So, you know, architects use these techniques all the time, but they're not well known to the general public. And so I'm trying to reveal basically the architect's toolbox, the way that we can fool the senses into believing there's more there.
Wow. Well, we are talking with, and unfortunately at the end of, a gripping conversation with architect and cultural phenom Sarah Suzanka, whose Not So Big series is a New York Times bestseller. She's got the Not So Big Life, which I would love to talk with you about in a separate conversation. Unfortunately, we have to go, Sarah. Thank you so much.
Absolutely. And visit me on Facebook. I have a Sarah Suzanka fan page.
You bet, Sarah. Thank you. And we will see you next on My Fix It Up Life.
Attention business owners and individuals who owe the IRS. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? You need aggressive representation. Call Certified Tax now at 800-303-8248 and speak to one of our tax attorneys, enrolled agents, or tax professionals who specialize in tax liens, back taxes, tax debt, wage garnishment, and collections. We won't waste a minute helping you with your tax problems. We'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. We've settled millions of dollars of tax issues for a fraction of the cost. Find the peace of mind knowing the IRS will not be knocking on your door. Protect your home, business, and family today. We know the tax laws and we act fast. Call today for your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-303-8248. Remember, we'll be on the phone with the IRS within 30 minutes of you becoming a client. That's guaranteed. Call Certified Tax at 800-303-8248. That's 800-303-8248. Again, 800-303-8248.
Like free stuff?
We do, too.
That's why we're giving away cool gear every week on the My Fix It Up Life Home Improvement Radio Show.
Check out MyFixItUpLife.com to enter to win, find how-to advice, or listen to My Fix It Up Life shows on iTunes.
Every week on the My Fix It Up Life Radio Show, we answer your questions and take you on an insider tour with the hottest celebrities and experts in home improvement.
Ask us your questions at 888-710-5557.
Or online at MyFixItUpLife.com, Facebook, and Twitter.
My Fix It Up Life is what's best in home improvement and entertainment.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwald, admitted in California. Office address, 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.
Portions of this program brought to you by Codify Design Studio, specializing in graphic design technology across print, web, and mobile devices. Visit CodifyDesign.com. That's C-O-D-I-F-Y Design.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at GreenStreetLux.com. Fix It Up Life with my Fix It Up husband.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, honey.
How you doing?
We were just talking to Sarah Suzenka of the Not So Big House, and she was saying to make sure to check her out on Facebook and become a fan. I think we already are a fan.
Yeah, I'm not.
Well,
we are
a fan, I mean, but I don't know
fans.
If we're Facebook fans.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
Yeah. Well, and I just wanted to say, too, that according to the U.S. Census Bureau, the size of houses, we were talking about square feet and not to focus so much on square feet, but also just anecdotally, the size of houses in our country is starting to decrease, the average size of homes.
Yes, we've climbed the mountain and we're now heading back down the other side.
Yes.
There is a time of excess, perhaps, maybe
well, you
before
know,
the recession?
Where houses, people were buying so much house that they weren't furnishing the houses.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you had lots of rooms with no furniture in it, but you had a huge house.
The veritable McMansion.
The veritable McMansion. And that's one of the things that we try to do at our house is we literally use every room in our house on a given day.
Yeah.
Every room gets used. The bathroom probably more so than any other room, right, darling?
We got to add.
We have one bathroom in our house, which isn't awful because in France in the 1950s, only 1 in 10 homes had a bathroom.
Well, this is just a fascinating conversation.
I read that recently.
Yeah, yeah. In Bill Bryson's book, At Home, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And my mom was just mentioning when you said that.
Yes.
That she remembers in her lifetime getting a full bathroom.
Yes, when she was a little girl growing up, and it wasn't that long ago that they didn't have a bathroom. They had a little place.
Yeah, she's not 200 years old.
They had a little toilet room, and they had a big sink, and they would wash themselves out of the big sink.
Mm-hmm.
So
So that and nobody on their street had a bathtub.
Right.
Yeah, and they all got put in at the same time.
Yeah.
Which is amazing to think about.
It was about the same time, she said, as that statistic from France.
Exactly.
So it's not like, you know, they're backwards. It's just when it happened.
And the way our house looks, when we took apart the bathroom when we were remodeling it a few years ago, from the wallpaper and all the stuff in the house, and, you know, you find the little newspaper clippings and everything, it seems that that bathroom was put in around the 1950s as well.
That would make all the sense in the world.
Yes, it would. Yeah, so anyway, so one of the things, too, that we do at our house, which is exciting, and your mom really enjoyed while she was visiting, is using our wood-burning fireplace, our stove.
Love that thing.
And, you know, Mark is obsessed with wood, building it and burning it. Every aspect of wood, it's just like...
It's magic.
And to the point where, like, the borough guys in our town... For a while...
The DPW guys, for those of you with outside the borough system here in Pennsylvania.
Yes, the town guys.
Department of Public Works.
Yes, those guys would tell Mark when a tree fell somewhere, or they would, when they were having to cut down a tree in our town, and would alert him to it. So then he would go, they would either deliver, like, the tree to him,
or
he would go...
get rid of it somewhere.
And cut it, like, go with his chainsaw and take it down.
Yeah.
And then we would burn it in our stove.
We were actually doing the town a service by getting free heat.
Yes.
So, yeah, I mean, you can't beat that. And that's one of the things I love about it.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. The trees are going to come down anyway. Whether you live in an urban area or a suburban area, trees have to come down at a pretty significant clip. And the wood's got to go somewhere. And it's just the epitome of green, locally harvested. It's renewable. And you get a good workout either chainsawing and splitting, or if you're a real mad dog.
Which is what you do. You chainsaw the big pieces, and then you chop the smaller pieces.
Split the logs, yeah. Well, way back in the olden days, I would get logs delivered. They're 8 feet long, and I'd chop them with an axe.
Mm-hmm.
One upper body workouts, try chopping wood with an axe for a while.
Yeah.
That's a good time. I'm not on steel timber sports chainsaw.
You know, I love those, though. Those timber sports.
Awesome.
I even have a timber sports hat.
You do?
I do. I like to sport it around. I don't know where I got that from. But when I go for a jog around our town, and I am so not a chainsaw kind of, like, any timber sport kind of gal.
What kind of heels should I wear to timber sports?
Exactly, with my timber sports cap.
Log bucking.
Yeah. Well, you wrote an article a few years ago for Extreme How To about how to select the perfect wood-burning stove, and what's like the biggest thing someone has to consider when they're buying a wood-burning stove? Because you spent a lot of time selecting ours.
Yeah, we ended up getting a quadrifier stove.
It's beautiful.
Served us well. It is beautiful.
It's kind of a burgundy color, too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And it's got like Victorian cast iron detail. It's primo.
So how did you select that?
Well, basically, it's the condition of your house sort of drives the bus on that. If you have a fireplace, for example, brick hearth and all that, you can get an insert to put inside the hearth. Is it the hearth? Wherever you would put the logs. You put the stove right in there, and the cast iron part sticks out, and that's what's going to generate heat, super efficient heat, no less. And you can just evacuate the products of combustion, i.e. smoke, up a tube in the chimney.
It's always important to get your chimney maintained, too. It's something you want to do annually, really, is have someone come by and check out your chimney. And if you've just bought a house that has a fireplace, before you light it this season, make sure someone inspects it to make sure that it's safe.
Right, because even if someone bought from whom you bought the house said, we just got it done, there's no telling what kid threw a basketball in there. And you're never going to know.
Throw a basketball in there.
I was actually talking to a chimney sweep guild guy, who's hysterical. We should have him on. Yeah, that happened.
Basketball?
It was a basketball in the chimney. Somebody threw it up there. You know, the house changed hands, whatever. No one knew. No one got the chimney inspected. They tried to light a fire. They couldn't because the smoke going up wasn't hot enough to melt or burn the ball. They had a rubber stopper in their chimney.
That's insane.
But the other thing you want to look for if you don't have a fireplace that you want to use for the wood stove insert is a corner or a portion of your room that has the clearances that are appropriate enough for the stove you're going to buy.
And the clearances can be a little bit complicated, too. When we were putting ours in, we spent a lot of time looking at diagrams to figure out how big the area needed to be around the stove, because you want to make sure that if there are any embers or anything that, you know, to make sure that it's hitting non-combustible material on your floor.
Exactly, exactly. So if you put it in a corner, it's not really in the corner. It's more, you know, it's going to be 2 or 3 feet out from the corner to the back of the stove.
Mm-hmm.
So if you've got a doorway there, you've got to look at those impacts and check with whoever you buy the stove from to see what those clearances to combustibles are and how big of a hearth or a surround you need to make underneath it out of tile or whatever non-combustible that works for you.
Well,
and then you got to get the chimney somewhere.
Yes, and that's the other thing, is you have to actually route all of the smoke out of your house, and you have to do it with certain kind of material. And you actually have to, you have to build it on site, too. You bought all of these. It's kind of like plumbing pipes.
Kind of, yeah.
And
they're
having
threaded
to,
together pipe.
And have different shapes and sizes and ones that bend and don't bend. It is like kind of like plumbing, really.
Yeah, and then you need to get the chimney outside, which is a double-walled stainless steel pipe, not cheap. And where we live, you need 3 feet away from any combustible surface outside.
Very cool. Yeah, there's more information about that on our website, myfixituplife.com. And I want to say that I'm pretty excited for some guests that are coming up in the next few weeks. Tanya Nayak is going to be talking holiday makeovers, taking her design-to-sell skills, and sharing how you can make over your house or dress up your house in a quick flash for when the in-laws or your party friends come over.
So, yeah, check us out on Facebook.
And follow us on Twitter, post your projects on Facebook, or send us an email with questions about the projects that you're tackling right now at info@myfixituplife.com.
Check out our giveaway, rigid 10-inch table saw.
Oh, you're going to love it. And get all your friends to vote for you.
Yeah, absolutely do that.
And check us out on iTunes. Download the podcast of our show. And you know what?
What? No, seriously?
What?
We got to, I guess we're going to have to do the rest of it next week.
We are going to have to come back next week with more
My Fix It Up Life.
The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement. 2 years after his father's death, Brendan is staring down the barrel of a divorce. He leaves his daughters in collapsing marriage to fulfill a promise his father made to his mother, and he discovers the answers he wasn't looking for that end up helping him with his own life.
I reach for my tape more like a gunslinger going for a six-shooter rather than a timid, albeit middle-aged, apprentice afraid to do the wrong thing.
Dean Johnson, co-host of Home Time, says home improvement is a thread that runs through many of our lives. Mark has woven it into a very rich and unique story. Brett Witter, publisher of Chicken Soup for the Soul, says a wonderful book about building both houses and relationships that is wise, touching, and as satisfying as a hard day's work well done. Like Chicken Soup for the Soul, it shows us that great wisdom is built from the material of everyday life. Check out The Carpenter's Notebook by Mark Clement on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and at bookstores nationwide.
Is the IRS ruining your life? Are you afraid of losing everything? You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-398-3813.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security check. Over the past decade, the tax team at J.K. Harris has successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-398-3813. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-398-3813. That's 800-398-3813.
Important medical alert to Avandia users. The diabetes drug Avandia has been linked to serious heart-related injury and even death. If you or a loved one used Avandia and suffered a heart attack, heart failure, stroke, or heart-related death, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Recent congressional reports and FDA studies have found an increased risk of heart attacks and heart failure in patients using the drug Avandia. Time is limited to file a claim. Don't wait. Submit your claim today. Call 1-800-944-0525. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call now for your free consultation. 1-800-944-0525. That's 1-800-944-0525. Find out your legal rights today. Time is limited to file a claim. Call 1-800-944-0525. The attorney responsible for this advertisement is Carrie L. Steigerwalt, admitted in California, office address 3636 Noble Drive, Suite 350, San Diego, California, 92122. Cases may be referred to or independently handled by other law firms.